All right, Rabbi Osei, good morning. So welcome to our Siyum B'chorim. Certainly a different kind of Siyum than anything that any of us have experienced before. But Baruch Hashem, as I mentioned in a different context, mentioned just indefinitely before, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the technology that at least we could be together in some way. If not physically, at least virtually. And again, I want to use it as an opportunity to really give an incredible Yashar Koach to all of those who have really utilize this platform to Baruch Hashem, we've been having regular, I will call it minyanim. I don't know if minyanim is the right word, but Baruch Hashem, we've been having regular minyanim. We have not missed the day of minyan, Baruch Hashem, have not missed the day of daf yomi. And to those of you who are tuning in for the siyum, I see a lot of new faces. Please join us for the minyanim and join us for the shiurim, because although technically speaking, it doesn't constitute a minyan to daven together over Zoom, but Baruch Hashem, you could ask those who have been participating in it, at least there is some level of connection. And certainly davening with yourself, by yourself with other people, is at least a little bit better than davening by yourself altogether. And to be able to see Chavir and to connect with others is an incredible, incredible sechos. So with that, we'll make the siyum Mirat Hashem, Sechas Midos. So the last chilek over, the last Mishnah Maseches Midos, discusses the Lishkas Hagozis. Discusses, remember again, Maseches Midos is all about the Beis Hamikdash, and about the Beis Hamikdash, the dimensions of the Harabayis, the dimensions of the Temple Mount, as well as the dimensions of the various parts of the Beis Hamikdash and the various utensils. So the last part of the Masechta here deals with the Lishkas Hagozis, the chamber of hewn stone. So the Gemara says, Lishkas Hagozis, Hashem Haisa Sanhedrin Gidolish Shal Yisrael Yosheves, Vedana Sakuhuna. So the chamber of hewn stone, that's where the Sanhedrin, the high court, would go ahead and sit. And it was there that they would go ahead and judge. Now the truth is they would judge many things. Here the Gemara is making reference, Dafka, to the fact that they would judge the Kohanim. In other words, understand that today you walk into shul, Meretz Hashem, we'll be zochet to walk into shul b'karov, and you want to invite the Gabbai, wants to give someone an aliyah. So what happens? We go ahead and we say, Nu Kohen Levi Yisrael. And the guy says, Kohen. So no one says, you know, papers, please. You know, you say you're a Kohen, but how do we know? You know, give me your father's number, your grandfather's number, something. Another person says that they're a Kohen. So ultimately, again, we take their word at it, and they're a Kohen. That's just the way that it is. In times of Beis HaMikdash, of course, that was dramatically different. In times of Beis HaMikdash, so ultimately, again, I remember being a Kohen meant that you were entitled to Truma. Being a Kohen meant that you were entitled to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Being a Kohen meant that you were entitled to certain Kohanic gifts. So your word was not enough. They had to vet your genealogy. They had to make sure they were really Kohen. So it happened. Someone would want to go ahead and work in the Beis HaMikdash as a Kohen. He would have to show up before the Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin would vet his genealogy, making sure that he, in fact, was fit to go ahead and serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Shinimtza Bo Psul. So if a Kohen Nebuch was found genealogically unfit, Lovesh Shechorim Umis Atev Shechorim. He would wear black clothing and wrap himself in a black cloak as a sign of mourning. Now, of course, he didn't do anything wrong, but it was incredibly, one I would have to imagine, that a person who thought he was a Kohen, and then it turns out that he's not a Kohen, that's an overwhelming circumstance. In fact, we know again, the Gemara tells us that when Mashiach comes, one of the first things that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to do is straighten out genealogies, because we know for sure that there are people who think they're Kohanim who are not Kohanim, and conversely, there are people who are not Kohanim who really are a Kohanim. And we have to imagine, again, that's going to be overwhelming for many of us. Again, to find out that you are a Kohen, even though you thought you're not, so that sounds wonderful. Just remember, that means you're going to have to bring a karban for every levaya you went to, right? And you're going to have to go ahead, and there's going to be a lot of financial catch-up with that. But those who are Kohanim, who find out that they're not Kohanim, it's devastating to think that you are a certain way for such a long amount of time, and then to find out that that's not really your tribal affiliation can be overwhelming. So therefore, again, the Gemara says that when a Kohen went into the Sanhedrin, I told them, I'm sorry, but you're not a Kohen. Or it could also be that you are a Kohen, but maybe you're not fit for Avodah. This was overwhelming. It was mournful. See, he would put on black clothing, wrap himself in a black cloak. So what happened? So the Gemara says, Halach v'yotzilo. B'shalo nimtzilbo p'sul. This is incredible. What happens if a kohen went in and he was genealogically vetted and it turned out that there was no p'sul? Baruch Hashem, he's okay. And thank God again, he's fit to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo v'ish levanim. He would put on white clothing. Umis atif levanim. And he would wrap himself in a white garment. V'nichnas umishamish im echav ha-kohanim. And he would enter into the Beis HaMikdash and he would serve with his fellow kohanim there. And this is incredible. The Yom Tov Haya Osa Shalonimsa Psul Bizarro Shal Aaron. This is incredible. After you went through the process of Kohanic vetting, and it turned out that you didn't have a psul, it turned out that you were actually okay. There was no genealogical unfitness with you. The Kohen would make a Yomtiv. He'd make a Yomtiv, which Bepashtos means a celebratory feast. He would make a Yomtiv for his friends. The Kachayu Omrim Baruch Hamakom Baruchu. Incredible, right? Incredible. We'll read this lashon tonight. Baruch Hamakom Baruchu. Blessed are you, Hashem. Shelo nimtza psul bizarro shel aron. Blessed are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you have not found any genealogical unfitness in the offspring of Aaron. Ubaruch Hu shebachar ba'aron ubanav lamo d'sharaz efnei Hashem. And blessed are you, Hashem, who chose Aaron and his sons to stand before and to serve God, in the house of the Holy of Holies, in the house of the Beis HaMikdash. So an incredible process. You had to get your genealogy examined. If halacha lemaisa you were unfit, black clothing, wrap yourself again and mourn that loss. If you were genealogically fit, you would put on your white clothing, your white garment, and you would celebrate the fact that you were genealogically fit. You would go in, serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and you would make a yomtiv. So it struck me, as I was finishing this gemara last night, it struck me that you don't normally see this concept of a yomtiv by when you don't find a disqualification. In other words, generally we would assume that when does a person make a yomtiv? Person makes a yomtiv when there's something positive occurring, like something beautiful happened. Here, the Kohen is making a yomtiv. Why? Because they did not discover a genealogical disqualification. They didn't discover a psul. They didn't discover a disqualification. And therefore, the Kohen makes a yomtiv. And I think there's an incredible lesson being taught us over here, and very apropos for Erev Yomtiv, that sometimes the pathway to greatness is getting rid of your disqualifications. You know, meaning there's two parts to spiritual growth, like David HaMelech says. There's Sur Meira V'Yaseh Tov. There's leaving that which is negative, and then there's the performance of that which is good. So we all like the Yaseh Tov. We all like the positive stuff, right? Because it's beautiful and it's inspirational and it's incredible. But the problem is the positive traction in life, the doing the good things like the mitzvot, sase, and the other things are really only meaningful if they are preceded by the sur meira. It's only if I stop doing the things that are negative and I divest myself of the things that are holding me back that my positive dynamic activity is truly meaningful. If I just go through life and at the end of the day I do this and I do that and I engage in positive dynamic activity, but I don't address my deficiencies, I don't address the psul, I don't address the disqualifications, then ultimately, again, all of the good is compromised. It's what Chazal call a tovel v'sheretz biyado. A person can be ritually impure. They go to the mikvah, they immerse in the mikvah, and they immerse in the mikvah 15 times. There's only one issue, which is I'm holding a dead rodent in my hand. Sorry, hopefully no one ate breakfast yet, right? I'm holding the dead rodent in my hand. So good, I'm going up, I'm going down, I'm clapping. There's only one problem. The mikvah doesn't work for you if you hold the source of impurity in your hand. If I want to grow in life, I have to first release the impurity, then the mikvah works. So the Gemara is teaching us an incredible yesod over here, that sometimes the greatest yomtiv that a person could experience is a yomtiv of shelo nimtza bo psul. When I find the courage to acknowledge and get rid of my disqualifications, when I find the courage to acknowledge and identify that which is broken inside of me, the psul, and I finally say, you know what? I'm going to divest myself of it. Ein yomtiv gidol lemizo. There is no greater yomtiv than the finding the courage to acknowledge and then divest of my disqualifications. And the truth is, I mentioned this yesterday in a different share. This is the whole yisod of chametz. It's, what time is it now? It's 7:42 in the morning. We have a couple of hours left to get rid of our chametz. What's the whole idea of bedikas of bir chametz? Many of us say the beautiful yiratzon after bedikas chametz last night of the yisod vavod and the chidah brings it down also. And the yiratzon is Hashem. The same way that you allowed me to search for the chametz on the outside, give me the courage to search for the chametz on the inside. The same way that I'm cleaning up my external home, give me the courage to go ahead and clean up my internal home. That's the whole avod of chametz. And if we do that, then just like the Kohen who went to the Lishkas HaGazis and was found to be genealogically fit, made a yomtiv shelo nimtza bo psul. He made a yomtiv that there was no disqualification. So if we hopefully use the remaining hours we have to do a proper bedikas chametz, not just in the external home and the internal home, we too will be able to make a yomtiv shelo nimtza bo psul. We will be able to also make a yomtiv, or more appropriately, go into yomtiv, knowing that I've gotten rid of my chametz. I've divested myself of the disqualifications, and I am ready to embrace this new beginning of the Yom Tov of Pesach. Hadrun alach kala azara uslikala meseches midos. So we'll say, I'll say the hadrins without the Shem Hashem, without the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of course without the Kaddish at the end as well. Hadrun alach, I'll stand back a little bit so the mirror works. Hadrun alach meseches midos v'hadr chalon. Data alach meseches midos v'data chalon. Lo nisne shaminach meseches midos lo tisne shaminan lo ba'am ha'adim v'lo ba'am ha'da'asi. Hadr alach meseches midos v'hadr chalon. Data alach meseches midos v'data chalon. Lo nisne shaminach meseches midos lo tisne shaminan lo ba'am ha'adim v'lo ba'am ha'da'asi. Hadr alach meseches midos v'hadr chalon. Data alach meseches midos v'data chalon. Lo nisne shaminach meseches midos lo tisne shaminan lo ba'am ha'adim v'lo ba'am ha'da'asi. Yiratzom lofanach Hashem Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu. Shetei Torascha umnasinu ba'olam hazeh uvtimanu le'olam haba. Chanina bar papa, Rami bar papa, Nachum bar papa, Chai bar papa, Amari bar papa, Rafim bar papa, Rachish bar papa, Sorcha bar papa, Adda bar papa, Dor bar papa. Harevnu Hashem Elokim es divrei Torascha mefinu. Uvifios amcha beis Yisrael. Viniya kolon anachno v'tzeetzoinu v'tzeetzoinu amcha beis Yisrael. Kolon ha'idei shmerechu v'lomdei Torascha. Me'oi ba'itich achmini mitzosecha kili olam hidi. Yehili bim tamim b'chukecha laman lo evosh. Le'olam lo ashkach pikudecha kivam chiyisani baruch ato Hashem lamdeni chukecha amen, 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 selah va'ed. Modim anachnu lefanach Hashem Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu she'sam dechalkim miyoshe beis ha'medrash v'osam dechalkim miyoshe karnos shonu mashkim ehim mashkim anu mashkim dvar ledivrei Torah mashkim dvar betelim anu amelim ehim amelim anu amelim kabim sachar v'ehim amelim v'ehim kabim sachar anu ratzim ehim ratzim anu ratzim lechay olam haba v'ehim ratzim le'er shachos shne'emar Batalim tardim shachas, vatalokim tardim ver shachas. Anshi demu mimra lo yechzi me vaniyatach bach. Yiratzim lofanach Hashem Elokeinu. Kishim shaz atan l'sayim meseches midos. Kint azrin lahascha meseches dos usram achirim l'saimam. Lilmod ulamid. Lishmar v'lasos l'kayim is called divrei samud sorasach abiyava. Uschus kol tenoim v'amurayim v'samdicham yamodi. Ulizari shal tamush ha-torah mipi zari. V'zera zari adolam, v'tiskaye bi b'salecha tancha osach, b'shach b'cha tishmar lecha, v'akitzosa hi tisichecha, ki vi yirbu yamecha, b'yosivu lucha shnos chayim, orech yimim b'mina, u'b'smala usher v'kavod, Hashem oz li amo yitain, Hashem yivarech es amo v'ashalom. V'osay, yashakoach, a special thank you to Jeremy Lassen, to Moshe Abramson, for creating this platform to be able to make our siyum. Yashar Koach to everyone for joining in. Take this opportunity to wish everyone a chag kosher v'samech, a beautiful yomtiv. And mi'aretz Hashem, we should be zocha l'shana haba b'Yerushalayim habenuya. Have a good and meaningful rest of the day. Shkach habosei shkach. And again, for those who are interested, we'll be having mincha this evening in mi'aretz Hashem at 6:40. Shkach habosei shkach shkach. A chag kosher v'samech, a good yomtiv, a good yomtiv. Mazel tov, mazel tov. Beautiful. Good. Shkach v'osai. Again, 6:40 mincha mi'aretz Hashem on the regular, I think it's the regular Zoom link, the one that we normally have for davening and for dafyomi. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your breakfast. Enjoy your suda. Just a reminder to pay attention to the zmanim for the last time for eating chametz, for the last time for destroying chametz. Remember, again, there's no beer chametz this year. For your 10 pieces, I would suggest that you take it, just crumble it up into small pieces and throw it into the wind outside, not into your neighbor's yard, especially if they're Jewish, but go ahead and just crumble it into the wind, or you could crumble it up into very small pieces and flush it, but make sure not to flush too much chametz. Shkach Elosai. A wonderful day, a good Nerev Yontiv, and we'll see each other in Mirat Hashem, hopefully by Mincha, and a little bit later on in the day as well. Shkoyach.